You're listening to the Diamond Light Source podcast, and in this edition, we're looking at the role of science in cultural heritage. Now, we've had an outline of the role synchrotron light can play in maintaining our cultural heritage. So now we meet the scientists behind the samples to see what they've discovered so far. Coming up, we'll be learning how masterpieces such as Turner's paintings are randomly changing, and what scientists are doing to try and find out more about this and stop it. But first, we go out to sea to hear the story of the Mary Rose and how Mark Jones from the Mary Rose Trust is going about keeping this iconic ship in its best condition.
The Tudor warship Mary Rose was built between 1509 and 1511 in Portsmouth, and she sailed successfully for almost sort of 35 years. And she was the very first purpose-built warship in the Royal sort of fleet. And on a fateful day in 1545, she was about to engage the French invasion fleet. She sunk in about 14 metres of water, and there she lay undisturbed for almost 437 years. She was recovered in 1982.
Once the ship was recovered, what was initially done to preserve it?
The first thing we did, of course, was to spray it with seawater. She was then taken into a dry dock, and over the dry dock, we built a ship hull. Within this ship hull, we created an environment in which the ship timbers were sprayed constantly with chilled fresh water to reduce the activity of microbes such as bacteria and fungi. In addition to that, we cleaned the surface, and also we started to wash out iron sort of compounds that had actually penetrated into the wood structure. And these iron compounds came from corroding cast and wrought iron guns, and also iron fittings such as nails and bolts, which held the ship together.
And so now you're actually probing down and looking into the actual cells of the wood and the timber to try and find new ways to preserve it even more.
Since 1994, she's undergone a process of preservation involving a water-soluble wax called polyethylene glycol. But apart from that, we're very interested in the sort of detailed chemistry within the wood itself. We've used all sorts of techniques to analyse the condition of the wood, Fourier transform infrared spectroscopy, to look at the changes to the chemistry of the cell material in terms of cellulose, hemicellulose and lignin. In addition to that, we're actually finding a number of compounds present in the wood, such as iron and sulfur compounds.
So how are you now looking down into the wood cells to look at the interactions of the iron and the sulfur in these cells?
We've been very lucky, really, to work very closely with government scientists to look at the current preservation treatment of the Mary Rose from two points of view. First of all, stabilisation, but also to prevent these iron and sulfur compounds forming acids in the timber in the future. To achieve this, we've got to have a detailed understanding of the chemistry of both these compounds and the interactions between the two. And what we're trying to prevent is the production of sulfuric acid in the timber due to the oxidation of iron sulfur compounds such as iron sulfide, which over time will form sulfuric acid.
And so which beamline at the synchrotron are you using, and how is this helping you to visualise the cells and the interactions of the iron and the sulfur?
Well, we're using station I-18, and we have been able to use X-rays to probe the atomic structure of these compounds and the interaction between the two compounds, such as iron and sulfur. So we've identified the different types of sulfur compounds. We've also used this station to identify the location of these iron and sulfur compounds. We've also identified deep in the ship timber organosulfur compounds such as cysteine, cystine and thiols. And these are linked into part of the cell wall which we call the middle lamella, which is very rich in lignin.
So having now identified all of these different compounds, what can you do with this information to then help preserve the ship a lot better?
We are developing ongoing treatments to supplement polyethylene glycol treatment, which the ship is undergoing at the moment, to stabilise these iron and sulfur compounds in the wood. We're trying to wash out as much as we can. Anything that we don't get out, we're trying to make them inactive.
And so what are the actual treatments you've come up with?
One is called calcium phytate, which has proved very successful in the removal of iron sulfur compounds from archaeological wood. In addition to that, it also acts as an antioxidant, which prevents further reactions to any of the sulfur ion compounds that still remain in the timbers. We think we'll introduce this particular chemical to the spray system, and this will form part of the final treatment for the ship timber. So we'll have stabilized it using polyethylene glycol, remove substantial amounts of iron compounds using calcium phytate, but also putting more calcium phytate in to prevent anything that still remains inside the wood from developing into sulfuric acid.
So the main real problem is the creation of sulfuric acid. So this is really what you want to prevent.
Yeah, which can then destroy the cellular structure of the wood cell wall.
Coming up with these various treatments to absorb the iron, is there any risk of these having adverse effects on the timber?
Well, that's a very good question. One of the problems, of course, when you add a new chemical to the wood is what's going to happen long term to this chemical. Apart from finding out a suitable treatment, is to look at their long term effects on the well-being of the ship itself. So in addition to finding new treatments, we're actually trying to find out what happens to these new treatments over time, whether these can be converted either by bacteria or by oxidation reduction sort of mechanisms in the wood into harmful chemicals. So we've got to make sure that they don't.
So how are you going about doing that? Are you just putting samples of it on small bits?
We take test samples and we do lots of laboratory experiments. And then we take these samples to Diamond. And using these facilities, we've been able to look at the different chemistries at the cellular level, which has been fantastic, which you cannot do in any university laboratory.
Mark Jones from the Mary Rose Trust, explaining how an understanding of the wood in the Mary Rose and its components can help target better treatments for its preservation.